Good afternoon, everyone. Here's your midday market update at the Merck. Decent weekly export sales, supportive outside markets, and downright hot weather heading for the hard red wheat belt have the grains mostly higher heading into today's close. Hard red wheat areas of Oklahoma and Kansas are expected to see temperatures as high as the mid-70s by this weekend. This, coupled with talk that Egypt may cash in on a U.S. credit line to buy our wheat, has the wheat up nearly 2% on a session. Two-week highs were seen earlier in the soft red. While beans were following the wheat higher thanks in part to strong 18 million bushel export sales week again, corn has struggled. The House of Representatives introduced its own bills capping ethanol consumption at the E10 level and another removing the RFS mandate altogether. As a result, the ethanol futures is barely higher, even though crude has rallied back 6%. And erased more than half of yesterday's losses. Heading into the close, I'll be watching that U.S. dollar index as it flirts with that 93.57 support on the weekly chart. Until next time, this is Mike Suslow. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options, and the impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.